With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie was just telling me a story about Uber and how they were, checking people to see if they're all liquored up or what.
Yeah, they're going to have a new app for drivers. So that way, I won't be picked up if I text wrong.
Yeah.
Or if I take too long to answer a question, something like that. And then my friend Jack, he tweeted the best thing. He's like, "Hey Uber, this is what I use you for. My name's Drunk Jack." Drunk
yeah.
Jack calls Uber.
That's the nature of their business, isn't it?
Yes.
That when people want to go out and have a few cocktails, instead of getting behind the wheel of a car, you got Uber to take you home. And now they're trying to pull the plug on that.
It says Uber is working on a new system to let its drivers know exactly how drunk passengers are before they pick them up. The ride-sharing company is developing an AI system which identifies a user's level of intoxication based on how they're even holding their phone. This is what we have you guys for.
Uber, Uber.
It seems like a mistake.
Yeah, it sounds like the door is opening for Lyft because you don't hear any of these regulations from Lyft. They seem to have their act together, know exactly what their purpose is. Unlike Uber. I don't know what Uber's up to.
Uber says then it might use the data to match drunk passengers with drivers who have had relevant training to deal with bad behavior and drunk people. And if it's me and I'm drunk, now I'm going to get too paranoid to call them because I'm like, I know I'm drunk. And if I do it wrong, they're going to call me out. I'm not going to put in my information.
Yeah, you're going to have to move over to Lyft.
Yeah, or a cab or something.
Or get a cab.
Yeah, because that's...
Yeah, I don't think cabbies like drunks, though.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody likes a drunk.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying the cab driver is probably your least option there. You know, that shooting that happened on the freeway that tied up the freeway a couple of weeks ago, that thing's really taken a wacky turn. Now the guy that was the Uber driver is being charged with first degree murder.
Yeah, we talked about this and somebody even called on his behalf that he's a great guy and that a really good father and worked with like troubled youth. Nobody and never had a prior, and nobody knows what went so wrong in that car.
I don't know what the evidence is, but they have something here or for them to charge him. And I guess, you know, maybe it's how many times the gun was fired or whatever it is. But something, you're right, something went horribly wrong that morning. It was a Friday morning. You remember I-25 is completely shut down at university because of this incident that happened. And you could tell looking at some of the video with the chopper that was flying overhead. You had these skid marks that went on forever, it seems. So something really happened as they were driving down the road.
Yeah, and again, everybody says, I don't know anything about the man, but, you know, great guy and all this. How did that just go so wrong? And then the other thing I'm not hearing, which I find odd, is the family of the deceased.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything about this guy. Like, you know, he didn't deserve this. He was a great person. Nobody spoke out about this man.
Very few details.
Yeah.
Very few details. The only thing we've heard at all, even with the Uber driver himself, was that person that called that morning. And we've heard, a couple of people on Texnado who said the guy was like a church-going guy. He was a great guy.
Yeah, the minister spoke about him. Yeah.
Well, he might be. But something snapped that morning. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning when the incident happened. And I don't know what happened in that car, but it got ugly fast.
Well, somebody's dead.
And now this guy's being charged. So they've got to have some evidence of some type.
And they started a GoFundMe page, I guess, to help this guy. Something. I don't know. But it was, I guess you're right. It's how many bullets happened.
I guess.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't even know what that number is. I haven't even seen, I've seen reports that said 5, and then I've seen 7, I heard 10 at one time.
Isn't he in court today?
It was either yesterday or today, I'm not really sure, but Uber, come on man, you gotta get your act together. I think you're gonna lose business if you put together a model where you're checking people's alcohol level before you pick them up.
I'm not gonna do it, cause I'm gonna be too paranoid.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, I didn't do the question right.
You are the designated driver, Uber.
They're in big trouble now.
Yeah.
Did you hear?
I did see this.
Yes.
I guess a driver kicked out a lesbian couple.
Because they were making out in the back seat.
Oh, boy. Here we go. You know what this is? This is that cake thing all over again.
Yes, it is.
You know the cake that wasn't baked? Yeah. This is the same thing.
Bad.
You got a lesbian couple in the back seat of the car. And I guess the driver of the Uber vehicle didn't condone it. And when they kissed each other, he put them out. Oh, no.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's Pride Week.
Well, that is true. But come on. I mean, you wouldn't care if a heterosexual kiss, but you have most men would find that hot.
Yeah, they pulled over. He pulled over. Get out. I'm not going to have that in my car.
That's a grumpy old man. Because most men would start playing like the porn music, like, yeah, and just be staring in the rearview mirror. Two girls getting it on in the back. Come on. That's fantastic.
Well, I don't know. Most men would.
A little bit.
Maybe.
You would watch.
There's a few of us. I mean, few people would.
You would totally watch in the rearview mirror.
That is great. But they're going to get such a backlash over this. And here's the deal. I think when you're driving for Uber, you need to follow the rules of Uber. Not your own rules because it's your car. Okay, I think you've given up your own rules. Like, for an example, if you don't agree with a lesbian couple kissing, I don't think you can pull it, put it on yourself to pull over and throw them out of your car.
No, I don't think
Uber's...
I think that's different than the cake guy.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I don't know. Is it the same as the cake guy?
Well, I don't know if it's identically the same, but it's along the same lines.
But if it's your religious beliefs or whatever the crap they're going to go with, is it the same because...
Well, the guy was offended. He was offended with the fact that he had two women that were making out in the back of his car, so he put them out.
But if he would have gone with religious things, then it would have been fine.
According to how
the cake thing was ruled.
I don't think so. Because, again, back up. The guy on the cake, he owned the shop. It's his. But the guy for Uber is driving for a company called Uber.
Right, but it's
so
his car.
So he has to follow their rules.
That's what you would think. But we never know how to go to court, right?
Oh, boy.
We don't.
Why does it have to be this difficult? Let people make out in the back of your Uber.
I'm just saying, it's his car, and he probably will take it to the Supreme Court again. Oh,
sure, being a Lyft driver, you wouldn't have had this problem, would you?
No, he'd love it.
No, I wouldn't have had that problem at all.
No,
he'd be
like,
can I join in?
I'd have taken the long way.
Never mind, Sean.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep. Lord.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.